singing Heidi, 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 Heidi.
Heidi ho, from the new baby that's blood, sweat, and tears, it's 2:30.
WKLO.
Byron Rory, KLO News. A Pan American Airways 747 jumbo jet is finally on its way to San Juan, Puerto Rico, its original destination, after an unscheduled flight to Cuba. The plane, carrying 379 persons, was en route from New York to San Juan when it was commandeered by a bearded man. The hijacker reportedly carried a pistol and a package which he said contained nitroglycerin. It was the first hijacking of a 747, the world's largest commercial airliner. The weather Bureau in New Orleans is now describing Hurricane Celia as a small but dangerous storm. A hurricane watch is expected along most of the Texas and Louisiana coastline as Celia moves northward toward the Gulf Coast. Winds near the storm center have been estimated at over 115 miles per hour.
Both Vietnamese and Viet Cong officials say they are sticking to their positions in the Paris peace talks on Vietnam. They insist there will only be peace if the United States gives in to their demands. After last week's shortest ever session, the communists maintained they want the United States to withdraw unilaterally and bring down President Q with them. They also want Washington to agree to a coalition government, which would, of course, include communists. America's incoming chief negotiator, David K.E. Bruce, say the communists will only see progress at the talks if he brings new instructions to make concessions and unfreeze the parley. Peter Gaskell in Paris.
The latest report from the U.S. Coast Guard in San Juan says 25 persons drowned when an overloaded ferry boat capsized yesterday in the Caribbean. The accident occurred between the islands of St. Kitts and Nevis. Earlier Coast Guard reports had said at least 75 persons were believed dead. The controversy over the shipment of nerve gas from Kentucky to the Atlantic Ocean, where the deadly war chemical will be dumped, continues to spread. Senator Vance Hartke of Indiana says he will try to stop the shipment of 3,000 pounds of nerve gas from the Bluegrass Army Depot near Lexington. Hartke said he will ask the staff of the Subcommittee on Surface Transportation, which he heads, to look into the decision by the Army and see if it can be changed. The shipment through southern states is scheduled for August 10th. The Nichols Hospital site, the scene of a theft overnight, U.S. Army guns were stolen. Missing are three M16 rifles and .845 caliber automatic pistols. Thieves apparently broke into the building and pried padlocks off a cage to get to the weapons. While rock festivals spread across the nation, Kentucky's rock music festival in Owensboro is apparently gone. Promoter Larry Maglinger says he has canceled his Windy Hollow Rock Festival set for this weekend at Owensboro. More than 20 bands were to appear, and some 20,000 persons were predicted to attend. The promoter said the furor caused by the festival from the local people was too much. The Davis Fiscal Court had sought a court injunction to halt the festival. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says an overdose of the pain-killing drug Darvon caused the death of a 24-year-old inmate yesterday. Elton Heston was found dead in his cell at about 7 a.m. According to the office, the drug was mixed with water and injected into the prisoner's arm with a syringe. Darvon is designed to be taken orally. Heston, the second prisoner to die at the jail from a drug overdose within the past month. North-South Expressway back to normal now. The artery closed for 5 hours this morning, so workmen could erect overhead signs. The Derbytown Datebook, the Louisville Area Red Cross chapter, will offer a rowing and a canoeing course at Kerry Galbert Cox Park. Beginning tomorrow, classes will meet from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. and 1 to 4 p.m. Kentuckiana's talking about, is God a part of your daily life?
Most of the time, I think of God a lot. And when we talk about him, I always think about him as a creator. Most time in my life, I usually isn't put into my thoughts. But I do consider God a lot.
Adam Lee of St. Matthew.
Kentuckiana weather, partly cloudy, less humid today and tonight, high in the upper 80s, lows tonight 68, chance of a few showers and thundershowers Monday and Monday night, high Monday in the low 90s.
Wind.
East at 4.
Sky.
Partly cloudy.
Temperature.
84. Byron Rorick, KLO News.
Right on!